He's on that. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
Five, four, three, two, one. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Taco News All Star Sports. My name is Johnny Taco, and
I'm Zach Attack Young.
And of course, last but not least, is
the debonair Dominic Jimenez.
Ah, the crew is in the house, folks. Yeah, Scott Cuddy's on the other side of the glass, running things tonight. Of course, we've got 2 hours of sports talk ready to wrap. Of course. Zach, what's on your plate?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. I mean, NFL's kicking off, you know, new team in L.A. We still got the baseball season, you know, heating up, college football starting, all kinds of things.
And Cadwallader?
The NL and AL wildcard races are in full effect. Lots of baseball. Three games separate, five teams in both leagues. Good stuff on the way, September baseball.
Soccer, pro wrestling, USC, we got it all going on, folks. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from San Francisco, I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products, Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If he gets through this dragnet, he's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Sports date, September 4th, 2016. The college football season kicked off today. Of course, Alabama has the most talent, bar none, folks, and they will be in the College Super Bowl of 2017. I kid you not. That's right. When the college championships run down in 2017, playing there will be Alabama. Don't say they'll win it, but they'll be playing there. Speaking of Alabama, well, forget Alabama. Let's just switch gears. Let's talk about the good old Vikings. They made a bit of a move, and they acquired Sad Sam. You know Sad Sam Bradford, that fragile quarterback from the Philadelphia Eagles? Man, I guess he saw the writing on the wall with number one draft pick Carson Wentz coming into play. Bottom line is, Sam's always getting hurt, man. And the first, I mean, people look at him and he gets hurt. So I don't know how long his life will be in the NFL. I don't think it will be that long. Bottom line is, one big hit, and Sam Bradford's going to be, like, collecting his pension. Serena Williams, the most dominant, the Muhammad Ali of women's tennis, the greatest women's athlete the last, 25, 30 years, maybe of all time, man. I mean, she's just doing her thing. The U.S. Open, Wimbledon, she just keeps on rocking and rolling. What can I say? She is the Rodney Dangerfield of the current sports era, folks. She gets disrespected. She gets no respect whatsoever. Speaking of somebody who gets no respect, at least from this corner, I've dogged the SF Giants in the past, but you know what? This year they did pretty good in signing Johnny Cueto to that free agency deal. I thought that was a sharp, sharp move. You know, and then the fact that he's a 14-5 record now, his ERA is under 3. And, you know, Madison Bumgarner, the old vet. Yeah, he's an old vet now, folks. His ERA is striking 2.49. So the Giants, I'm going to say, if the Giants get the position right and they play right, you know what happens? They win the title. The bottom line is the Giants won 3 World Series in the last, 5-6 years. The Giants are on fire. Anytime, even when they're down and out, they still got a chance. Speaking of down and out, well, not really. Illinois seems to be back in the game. At least they think they've got their new coach. Illinois State's got their new coach, Lovie Smith. They're all happy with Lovie because on their first day, they had a 52-3 romp over powerhouse, not Murray State. That's right, Murray State. Don't be bragging that you beat Murray State, man. Bad day for college football. They lost 2 punters this week, folks, right? Sam Doltz of Michigan and Mike Sadler. And I think Mike Sadler was a former Michigan punter, and Nebraska punter Sam Foltz. They both died in a car accident when their car left the road and slippery road. The bottom line is they hit a tree. Anytime you hit a tree, ask Sonny Bono, you usually don't win. By the way, speaking of Nebraska, back to college football, they won it. They beat Fresno State 43-10. Bottom line is Fresno State, not a powerhouse, never will be. This is life, folks. Life is bad for Mark Sanchez right now. I'm talking about the journeyman quarterback. Of course, traded from Denver to the Dallas Cowboys because they don't have Tony Romo. They're Romo-less, okay? The bottom line is, I guess Jerry Jones and the crew, they're not sold on Dak Prescott. Some people aren't. Of course, they've got another quarterback on the roster named Jamel Shavers. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, they think that Tony Romo's going to come back. Talk about fantasy football. Jerry Jones has invested in fantasy football. You know, all that league, that fantasy football league. I know why, because he's living in a fantasy world. If he thinks that Tony Romo's going to come back and contribute in 2016. You got to be out of your mind. Bottom line is, let's switch gears. Let's talk about a little social things. How about this? The SF cops this week said they wouldn't work the 49er games because of the fact that Colin Kaepernick, of course, number 7, the number 2 quarterback now, the backup quarterback for the SF 49ers, the man that took us within 5 yards of winning a Super Bowl title just a few years ago, well, he refused to stand during the national anthem, not once but twice. And the first time, nobody saw it. But the second time, it got spotted, and Donald Trump said something about it, and a few other people said something about it. And, you know, I got to tell you, when I saw the SF Police Officers Association this week criticizing Kaepernick, I said to myself, are these the same racist guys where the cops are sending out racist texts all over the place just a couple of months ago? Did I ever tell you about the time that I saved this guy's life? Let me tell you about this one. We went to a call, myself and Steve Goff were SF policemen in 1989. We went to a call in the Potrero District of San Francisco. Okay, we got there. They said it was a disturbance. We smelled gas. So immediately we kicked in the door, ran into a bedroom, and found the guy unconscious, not breathing, all this kind of good stuff. We drug him out, put him on the sidewalk, gave him CPR CPR and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. We brought him back to life, and guess what? You know what the lieutenant told me when I got back to the station? Why do you save that piece of spit with an H? Because he had a criminal record, and he was black. Why did you save him? Why did you save him? I swear to God, that's exactly what he said. And I'll quote the lieutenant to this day. I'll never forget that. So when I look at things like that, and the fact that the SFPOA, of course, what did they give me when I left the police department? I fell 30 feet through a roof onto a cement floor. You know what they gave me? They gave me the door, and they gave me a bottle of Vicodin. That's what the SF Police Officers Association, their attorney, Michael Hebel, gave me back in the day. So when I hear the cops, you know, ragging about Colin Kaepernick and this and that, I just have to say to myself, you know what, you guys are just a piece of work, and that's all I can say about it. Bottom line is, let's talk about a little political fraud. A little political fraud, of course, in the world, in the air right now. Donald Trump says the election will be rigged. Why is he saying that? Just setting people off. Don't need to do that. There's enough conflict in this country as we speak, folks. We can argue and debate the issues. We don't need to create things. We don't need to create these conspiracy theories and things like that. And I believe in conspiracies, no doubt about it, but we don't need to create them. You don't need to create them. Speaking of a conspiracy, man, what about this guy Brock Turner? Stanford, of course, Stanford, was he a swimmer down there? Spent 3 months in the slammer for rape. 3 months? 3 months in the slammer? It was a six-month sentence. They cut his sentence in half. He commits rape. If a person of color had committed rape like that, you know how many years he would got? Didn't that guy a couple of weeks ago, that ex-NFL player that was going around and giving girls Quaaludes or what do they call them, disco bunny, disco donuts or something like that, Bill Cosby's disco donuts, they sent him to like away for 16 years. This guy gets 3 months? What kind of joke is that? And of course, they're changing the laws here in California as I speak. And the judge has sentenced him to this six-month sentence. Okay, evidently, he's feeling the heat. He's no longer going to handle any criminal cases. They took his badge away from the bottom line. And he deserves it, folks. No doubt about it. Hey, I got to tell you, this is Sports Byline, of course. Sports Overnight America. I am the man, Johnny Taco. And about this man, JT Barrett. Last year, he was always looking over his shoulder at Ohio State. Remember, he just was. I mean, they had two quarterbacks and, you know, well, things didn't look too good for JT early in the game today. Of course, he opened up with an interception like 3 minutes into the game. He threw an interception, but he came back and he threw for six TDs, ran for another one. Way to go. Get this. Seven TDs, 776 yards of offense. Got to give JT Barrett some props and some credit, folks. And, of course, Coach Urban Meyer, he thinks his Buckeyes can make a run at Alabama. Good luck with that one, baby. Good luck with that one. Bottom line is, you got to give Ohio State a whole lot of credit. And they crushed USC today, 52-60. At the end of the day, what can I say? We're talking college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, a little combat sports night, of course, and some soccer and wrestling as well. And today, in sports history, get this. The longest pro tennis match in history was played when Pancho Gonzalez, I remember him, really, and Ted Shorter played 67 games and 5 sets back in 1940. No, the record was broken in 2010. New York Yankees became the first team to win 5 consecutive American League championships in 1953. In 1972, Mark Spitz captured his 7th Olympic gold medal in the 400-meter medley relay event at Munich, Germany. Of course, that was the Olympic Games. It was marred by the Palestinians or the Arabs in there going in there and killing the Israeli Olympic team. That was horrific. Anyway, Spitz was the first Olympian to ever win 7 medals. What about Mr. Phelps? Mr. Phelps is sort of making Mr. Spitz seem like, you know, an afterthought. Anyway, world records were set in 7 events, and that's where his props. We'll talk about Mr. Mark Spitz. 1993, Jim Abbott, pitcher for the New York Yankees, pitched a no-hitter. He was born without a right hand. Let me say that again. In 1993, Jim Abbott, pitcher for the New York Yankees, pitched a no-hitter in the major league, and he was born without a right hand. Okay. In 2002, the Oakland Athletics won their American League record 20th straight game. The A's gave up an 11-run lead during the game and then won the game on a Scott Hattenberg home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Get that. They give up they're down by 11 runs. These guys are bad dudes. They're down by 11 runs, and they came back. Of course, that record game hosted the largest crowd, 55,528, to ever host a regular season game at the Oakland Coliseum. And in 2002, St. Louis manager Tony La Russa, my favorite guy. You know what? He's into rescue dogs. He's rescuing dogs all over the Bay Area. Tony La Russa's dog rescue. So if you ever want to buy a dog or you want to adopt a dog, get a rescue dog. Tony La Russa's got those dogs going on, man. Tony's got it going on. Anyway, Tony La Russa got his 1,905th Major League win on this day in 2002. Of course, he tied Casey's single for eighth place back in the day. Tony La Russa, a class act. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Lots of stuff to talk about. I'll stay away from the social issues tonight. Maybe, but maybe I won't. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hour number two, we'll talk a little numbers with Mr. Charles J. That's right, the Plays by J number, Plays by J-A-Y. Charles J. join us. I'm trying to get a hold of Coach John Johnson of Ohio State, the Buckeye, of course, the former backfield coach. He was supposed to hook up with me, and then I missed the call, folks. So bottom line is I'm trying to get Coach on. Charles J. up here. My All-Stars will be here in a couple of minutes. This is Johnny Tackle, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Control Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Live, this is Johnny Tackle and his All-Stars coming to you from Sports Byline.
So you want to jump out your trick bag and ease on into hip bag, but you ain't just exactly sure what's hip.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tacco.
I know that, dude.
Yeah.
That is right. I am here. Welcome back to Sports Overnight. Johnny Tacco and his All-Stars right now speaking his most famous, his most wealthy of the All-Stars, Dominic Jimenez. We're going to jump right in, take a look at the MLB scoreboard. The Giants, in the Battle of the Aces, Madison Bumgarner beats Jake Arrieta 3-2. The Astros get thumped by the Rangers 12-4. The Blue Jays lose to the Tampa Bay Rays 7-5. The Cardinals chasing the Giants in the wild card. They lose to Cincinnati 9-1 despite Dan Straley's 7 walks for the Reds. And the New York Yankees somehow still in the playoff hunt despite selling everybody. They lose to the Orioles 2-0. Taco Man, take it away.
A-Rod is still out of work?
Yeah, A-Rod is retired. He said he has no interest in signing with anybody, so he's still getting paid, so he's getting paid to be on vacation.
How long will he get paid, Dominic? I mean, is it another, like, 10 years or something like that?
I don't think it's 10 years. I think he's got maybe 2 or 3 more years left on the deal he signed. I think he signed maybe a 10-year deal in 2010 or so, something like that. So I think he's got a few years left.
Zach, how's our Clayton Kershaw-less Dodgers looking?
They're looking good, and I'm glad you brought that up because Clayton Kershaw was actually activated for a rehab stint, and he's playing in Rancho Cucamonga this weekend.
Rancho where?
Yeah, it's like a – well, it's not that small of a city.
Where it's at, but everybody here doesn't know where it's at. It's a little small town in Southern California, correct?
Somewhat small. It's over 100,000 people, but for Southern California, it's fairly small. You know, for the rest of the country, that's a decent-sized city.
Okay, so are we still erect? I mean, is the city, has the erection gone down for the Rams yet?
No, they're still very erect for the Rams.
I mean, because every time I pick up the LA Times, it's Rams this, Rams that. Guy wipes his butt in the Rams locker room, and they're talking about it in the LA Times. So I think it's great. I think, you know, it's a number two market. Dominic, you weigh on this. Number two market has long needed a football team. We all have known this. In fact, it was the most asinine move in the entire, in my memory, of moving a team from the number two market to the number, 17 market in St. Louis, Dom.
Yeah, that was a bad move. But you know, we've seen that they've struggled with keeping the interest in LA. So, like I've said, I really want to see what happens if the Rams don't get off to this good start, because the Rams are not the best team in the NFL. They're in a tough division in the NFC West. Okay, two of the other three teams in the NFC West are tough. I'll give them that. So I want to see how LA fans are when this team goes 7-9 and misses the playoffs, and how they are on a year-to-year basis if the team does struggle.
I don't think they're going to demand a winner first time out. I just don't think it. I think they're just glad to have football back, and I think it can go a couple, 3 years without winning a Super Bowl or getting to the title game or something like that. But I'm telling you, I think the Rams will get respect. We'll end up becoming a respectful team. You're saying 7-9 for the season. Somebody else told me 9-7, so it's just the opposite of what you said. So it's a coin flip as to whether they'll have a winning record this season or not. But, you know, they've got that young quarterback, man, and everybody's looking at that kid saying, you know, this guy's going to be the future. And guess what? In L.A., I think the young man can handle the pressure. How's he doing down there in the press, Zach?
He's saying all the right things. His play has been a bit disappointing, I think, but I think people are also putting way too many expectations on a guy who's literally only thrown 38 passes, and you know, people are ready to 38 NFL passes, and people are ready to say, oh, he's a bust and all that. You know, I think we got to see more. I think he'll do well. He's a very cerebral quarterback. I think he'll end up being a very good quarterback, but at the same time, it's like, people just need a little bit of patience, which I think people actually do have, surprisingly.
Interesting. Let's talk about back to that college score today. Of course, JT Barrett throwing 6 touchdowns and running for another 7 TDs. That's quite a day. I mean, last year he was always being second guest and third guest, and he was like the second team player, and the second string player, and then he was starting, then he wasn't. Now he's got the team all to himself. Now, Urban Meyer thinks that his team can make a run at Alabama this year. I think Alabama's in a league of their own. Why don't you weigh in on that one first, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure, I'm not a USC fan. I'm actually, my dad has been an Alabama fan for my life, so I have a little bit of a bias here. But Alabama, I think they're the best team, and they've been the best team the past couple years. Even the years that they didn't win, it was just kind of like things just didn't quite roll their way. But I still felt like they were kind of like the best overall team talent-wise.
Dominic, I'm told they have the best recruiting system in all of college football, and that's the reason why they're doing this.
Oh, absolutely. What Alabama does is they have a guy come in, do fantastic, get drafted in the first round, and then they bring in another five-star recruit who's going to be a first-round pick in 3 years, and they just keep that cycle going and going. It's incredibly impressive at the college level where they consistently have to replace elite talent that Alabama continues to successfully do it year in and year out. Because we're looking at it now where this run that Alabama's been on is very much more than just a 4 year, you know, one recruitment cycle. They've had a sustained level of excellence, I'll even go to calling it, for 8+ years. So that's minimum 2 recruiting cycles. What they've done down there is absolutely impressive.
Well, I know number 2 Clemson was the winner today, and you know, I'm still got to go back to Alabama, man. I mean, I tried to get John Johnson on the line. In fact, we were connected, and we weren't connected. And the bottom line is we will not have him tonight, so we'll have him next week, the former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, talk about the guy that studied under the great Woody Hayes. But, you know, I'm looking at the Buckeyes. I'm looking at Alabama. Who knows what's going to happen? But I think all three of us can agree that at the end of the college season in 2017, when they had the so-called college championship, this college football championship, they call it the college Super Bowl, I think Alabama's going to be playing. I'm not saying they'll win it, but I think they'll be there playing.
Definitely. I don't see how you can really bet against Alabama to be in the national title game. Even week one, we haven't had any. I mean, there were some nice matchups over the weekend, but I don't think we've had anything too spectacular. And I think it's safe to say they've got to be the prohibitive favorites to win the title. And even removing winning the title, they've got to be prohibitive favorites to make it. I would love to see we can ask Charles Jay later on what the odds are of them reaching it. I've got to say it's got to be at least 75%. That's how good this team is.
I was looking at, if you're talking about percentages to win, somebody said the other day that Donald Trump's percentage to win the presidency in November was like 12%. Another one said it was 18%. I guess that doesn't bode too well for Donald Trump, does it, Zach?
No, and the way that I look at it is it kind of looks like the election's going to wind up being like the Democratic version of when Reagan beat Carter. You know, it's just going to be – I think it's just going to be a landslide by the time it gets to the actual election, because there's so much time for Donald Trump to say things that are going to irritate people.
Not irritate people, man. I can't – listen, I think – we're getting off the subject a little bit. We'll get back to sports in a second. But my opinion is that he's putting this all on the line to start a new television network, and not only a network but a line of clothes and a line of this and a line of that. It'll be like the Trump thing, but they'll be winking on the side by saying this is the all-white thing. You know what I'm trying to say on that one, Zach?
Yeah, I get what you mean. And we know that Trump and Hillary are friends, so I still don't rule out the idea of them working together on all this.
So some conspiracy guy thought this was a bit of a scam and that he was throwing it intentionally for Clinton. I just don't think he can handle the responsibility of this job if he were given it, man. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility, guys. And, of course, I know guys like George Bush was able to do it, so I guess if George Bush could do it, a chimpanzee could do it, but Donald Trump, I sort of doubt him with the nuclear codes. Now, we've talked about college football. We've talked about baseball. We've talked about the NFL. We'll talk about the NFL in the next segment. A little combat sports to talk about tonight. I want to mention the fact 1 week from tonight, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship will be on pay-per-view. That's right, UFC 203. Stipe Miocic defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Alistair Overeem. UFC 203 live from Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, the fight start out on Fox Sports 1. That'll be at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, they'll go live on pay-per-view. Of course, the main event, Stipe Miocic and Alistair Overeem. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So we've got lots of sports to talk about. We'll talk a little pro wrestling as well, because, you know, pro wrestling is, people say to me, you don't give pro wrestling enough attention. Well, I have another show which I'd give a lot of attention to. I'm talking about No Holds Barred on Sundays with Dr. Mike Lynn, and we talk wrestling for almost an entire hour. Of course, that's from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And then from 6 to 7 p.m., I'm joined by this superstar from L.A. That's right, the guy who's left the backseat of his Pontiac Ferrero. And I want to thank you, Dominic, for that, because at least you got him to dial up now and he's able to do the show from his house. Thank you, Dom.
Oh, you're very welcome. Also, the exterminators will be on their way this week as well.
Yeah, because Zach, are you still getting bit up by the fleas?
Yeah, you know, they almost chewed through the mic cord, actually. It's some super strong fleas over here.
We're having fun, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Lots of stuff on the plate, folks. Live from the Sports Byline Grill in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. The West Coast, the Left Coast. We're coming to you live, baby. The only live sports show going on in the continental USA as I speak. Nationally syndicated, internationally renowned. Talk about Johnny Tyler's All-Stars coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Open phone lines. You want to join us? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man, and this is Sports Byline. Somewhere to passion.
So much less, so deep inside to be unchained. This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Selection varies by region, store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
If I were going to have to win a game, one game, you know, the old one game thing, of all the quarterbacks who ever drew a breath, I would want Elway simply because in that game, I would want to have a guy who would be best well-rounded to win the game with either his arms or his legs. Obviously, Brady is not the guy to win the game with his legs, nor was Peyton. So right away, if you believe that, if that's part of your thinking, and it is part of mine, I would want Elway to win the game. I'm not sure I would say that I would take the career, but I would say that game I would want Elway and not Marino and not Peyton and not Brady and not Unitas, but I would want Elway.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What a turd, Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe. Have you ever heard of a guy named Steve Young, maybe, or Joe Montana? You mentioned a lot of quarterbacks there, pal. You didn't even come left here. I couldn't believe that. He was talking about all the East Coast quarterbacks. At the end of the day is The bottom line is, I think Joe Montana was the greatest quarterback that ever played the game, and I think there's not too many people that would dispute that. He was better than Marino. He was better than Brady thus far. And, of course, Brady's won his share of Super Bowls, but, you know, Joe Montana was something special. And, of course, Steve Young was something special as well. And Steve Young was a guy that could win the game both with his legs and with his arms. So the bottom line is, I think Bob Ryan was describing more Steve Young than he was John Elway there, because John Elway was not a guy I wanted running with the football. Speaking of football, after the Monday Night Football theme stops on September 12th, the NFL's latest game of quarterback musical chairs will be complete. Of course, we've got guys like Jared Goff down there, of course, in L.A., and, of course, the 49ers are going to go with Blaine Gabbert over Colin Kaepernick. Of course, Colin Kaepernick, lucky to have a job in some people's mind. Of course, everybody wants him fired. We want him to get rid of him. He's no good. He's a commie. He's a commie because he wouldn't stand up for the national anthem? Come on, give me a break. Bottom line is, we're talking NFL quarterbacks. Let's bring in my man, of course, both my guys, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez. And Dom, I'll roll with you first. The Cleveland Browns going to roll out Robert Griffin III. Isn't Robert Griffin a little like Sam Bradford?
He is, but I think Robert Griffin III is far more talented than Sam Bradford. Robert Griffin III's made the playoffs. He's won his division. He's a very talented guy. He's just had those knee injuries, the leg injuries from the poor usage back in Washington. There was no line. They asked him to do stick in the pocket, something that we saw Kaepernick struggle with. Well, Robert Griffin struggled with it also. He took a lot of hits. While I don't think he's going to have this amazing career resurgence, I think Robert Griffin III is going to have a very good year this year. Hugh Jackson is the right coach to get that organization, just not even get it back to where it needs to be, just to start righting the ship, because it's such a mess in Cleveland for the Browns. Hugh Jackson is a great coach, great offensive guy. He works well with quarterbacks. I expect Rob Griffin III to have a nice year.
They've had five different quarterbacks in the last six seasons. We'll talk about the Cleveland Browns, of course. They haven't had a steady quarterback situation since Bill Clinton was president. That's kidding. But they ranked 30th in yards per game, and that's pretty scary, man. It really is. So I guess Griffin's got his hands full, no doubt about that. Now, let's go to New England. Of course, Tom Brady's going to be playing for four games because of the Deflategate things. And I'll say it right now. Had Tom Brady come out and said and sort of cop to the fact that maybe he did something wrong and not destroyed that cell phone, he wouldn't have got suspended. Do you think I'm right, Dominic?
I think he still would have gotten suspended. It may not have been as bad, though.
But do you think that destroying the cell phone was like that the cover-up sometimes worse than a crime?
Yeah, that definitely did not help his case. And we've seen Goodell issue out suspensions without the tangible proof anyway, so it's not too surprising he got what he got.
Okay, so they got this guy named Jimmy Garoppolo in a bit of a – I guess he's in a position where he's supposed to win. I think the Las Vegas and the bookmakers still say the Patriots are headed for the playoffs and possibly the Super Bowl. But, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, is that going to be enough to carry him through here, Zach, or what? Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, I think they should at least be able to win a couple games. I think they should be able to win at least two games with Brady gone since he's serving the four-game suspension. And I think that's enough, you know, and then Brady can win maybe eight of the rest of the games, something like that. They might be able to sneak into the playoffs still.
Dominic, of course, the aforementioned Tony Romo has a broken bone in his back. Of course, number fourth round pick Dak Prescott, he's going to start in week one. Why is it Jerry Jones had to go get Sanchez? Why don't they have any confidence in this guy? Just because he's a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do have confidence in Dak Prescott, especially after what he did showing out the way he did in the preseason. But, you know, anytime you've got a young guy, if he hits any kind of hiccup or any stumbling where it's really easy to get down on yourself, especially at the quarterback position, is just so demanding mentally and physically. So they go out and get a guy, Mark Sanchez. He's been to an AFC title game. He's won divisions. He's been good. I won't say he's been very good. He's been good at times. He's seen a lot of football. So more than anything, it's another warm body, because if something does happen to Dak Prescott, now you've got a guy who has played an NFL down, and now you've also got another veteran who can chime in and kind of chip in his two cents to Dak Prescott as he's playing if Mark Sanchez sees something. So I think it's a low-risk move. You're not spending much money, if anything, on a guy like Mark Sanchez. And you've got just another veteran warm body at the quarterback position, which is it's a position of demand in the NFL. The Vikings gave up a first for Sam Bradford, for crying out loud. It's a demanding position.
Well, Sam Bradford, of course, now leaving the Philadelphia Eagles, and now the Vikings, for the Vikings quarterback, what's his name, Teddy Bridgewater, suffered a dislocated knee and I think a torn ACL this week on Tuesday or Wednesday. Anyway, the bottom line is that's why they traded for Sam Bradford. They expect Sam Bradford to step in here and start, man. Sam Bradford's coming with a new system. He's playing. I mean, that's a lot of pressure to put on Sam, sad Sam as it is, Zach.
Yeah, it is. And I don't really know how that's going to work out. I mean, to my knowledge, Sam Bradford has not made it through a year without getting injured yet in the NFL.
So who's going to start in Philadelphia? Who's going to start in Philadelphia, Dominic? Carson Wentz or Chase Daniel?
What I've heard today is that it's suspected it's going to be Carson Wentz, assuming he's 100% healthy. It's a little dinged up, but if he's good to go, the rumors and the word is out of Philadelphia that he's going to be the starter.
But he played one game. They broke his ribs. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. If he's healthy, yeah, that's a huge if.
Okay, if Wentz doesn't start, they've then all three quarterbacks drafted in the first round. Goff, Wentz, and the Broncos, Paxton Lynch, will begin their careers as backups. Is Paxton Lynch, he's got a lot of ability. And do I say that just because he's 6'7", Zach, or do you think he's got the arm as well?
It actually has, you know, he actually does have ability. The thing for me is the guy played at North Dakota State, so it's kind of hard to gauge, like, what type of competition he was really up against. But he has, like, the physical tools.
Well, Zach, I mean, there's Murray State, you know, I mean, you got that, those powerhouses in football, of course. What can I say? All right, Goff's going to sit. Looks like Goff's going to sit. So who would start for Goff? Zach?
Who's starting over Goff, are you saying?
If they sit Goff, who would start?
Oh, they're going to start. Well, the backup right now, Goff is actually third string, and Sean Mannion is second string, and then Case McKinnon is the starter.
Is Case like the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL? I never heard his name, but a couple of times. He doesn't seem to get a whole lot of airplay.
No, he's been kind of like a career backup type of guy who's had like a few starting opportunities. But, I mean, he's looked decent in the preseason so far. Sean Mannion has actually looked very good, so it could be an interesting thing where we see Sean Mannion as the starter somewhere in the season. But I don't know. I think that people really want to see what Goff can do. And even though he really is playing like the third best quarterback, I think eventually people are going to want to see him out there.
Will the Rams open the season at home, Zach?
They're actually opening against the 49ers. That's the first game up in Santa Clara. So that's, I mean, the 49ers, I don't think they're going to be that great this year just based on their personnel and all that, but that's still going to be a tough game. It's a division rival, so that's a game that the Rams could easily lose.
Dominic, what happened to Chip Kelly's offense? I mean, I thought it was going to come in here and like things were going to change overnight.
Like Zach said, the personnel is far from ideal. Your running back is dinged up. You've got Carlos Hyde is in concussion protocol, so he hasn't been on the field. You've got one good wide receiver with Torrey Smith, and then Quentin Patton's your number two. Not a knock on Quentin Patton, but he's not a number two receiver in the NFL. Vance McDonald's looked really good. I will give him that. He's looked very good, very much improved. It looks like he's ready to become the starter close to full-time as the receiving tight end. But yeah, it takes more than just the offseason for something like Chip Kelly's offense to really get going. I look for the offense to improve steadily over the course of the year, at least in terms of the fluidity of the handling of the offense. But like Zach said, the personnel is just, they're not very good. And no matter what your system is, unless you're some kind of wizard, if the personnel's not there, you're not going to, you can't execute.
Caller on the line, Mike calling from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mike, how are you, sir?
Fine. How are y'all?
I'm fine. Talk to me.
What was the best game I watched today? I tell you, I don't know if it's a Wisconsin game, but it probably was. You know what I mean?
Well, why do you think so?
Wisconsin held on to beat Texas A&M. But Clemson barely beat Auburn, which was depressing because I'm an ACC fan. But Alabama, you know, they just flat out killed. So what do you, well, what did y'all watch any of the games?
Go for it, Dom.
I do. The Wisconsin LSU game was very good. That 16-14 upset. LSU number 5. Their quarterback situation, it was kind of a question mark going into the season, and game one, just like that, the questions continue. Another game I liked was the Houston game with the upset of Oklahoma. Houston, kind of a team that a lot of people liked, but a lot of people didn't know exactly what to expect from them. Kind of a mid-major team. They showed up and beat a very good Oklahoma team. And then, like you said, the USC just absolutely got smacked, hammered, stomped, whatever you want to call it. Alabama asserting its dominance over the West Coast. I think those are the three games to me that really stuck out.
Why
Cyclones, you got to admit, that was the biggest upset over Oklahoma.
No doubt about it. Talk to me, Mike. Why can't Oklahoma win? Why can't Oklahoma,
Look, I didn't watch the game, so I can't explain to you. I like Oklahoma, always have. You know what I mean? Back when they played Nebraska, back for the title, you know, Ohio State, sure they came through. I don't have an answer for it because I don't know as much as I should know because I'm an NFL guy, basically. But I tell you the truth, you know, Clemson kind of let me down by not smoking Auburn.
Okay.
Because, you know, Deshaun Watson, face it.
Real short question for you before I let you go, okay, because you're out there on the right coast. We're on the left coast. Is Colin Kaepernick a turd in your mind, or do you think he was just speaking up for himself?
He did what he wanted to do, and they let it go. But you know what? He's going to be lucky to stay with the team. But everybody, you know, has a right to his job, but it was wrong what he did. Is that what you're saying?
Interesting.
But you know what? That's why it's a free country, baby. But you know what? I think he screwed himself.
But he didn't say nothing. That's what cracks me up is he didn't say nothing. He didn't piss anybody off. He didn't say nothing. Anyway, Mike, thanks for the call. I love you. I got to run.
All right, love you, baby.
All right. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live from the left coast.
Red 80! Red!
Kaepernick takes the snap. Standing in the pocket, throwing a deep shot to burn it down the near sideline. He's got it! Touchdown, 49ers!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Durant the other way, quickly in transition, up to the left hand and good. Butler tries his first shot and makes it. And down to Durant. Oh, there's a highlight the Americans have been waiting for. This will be from outside. It's Thompson stroking it from three. Thompson ahead. Here comes DeMar DeRozan. Windmill.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Switching gears, folks. Hope Solo is speaking out, of course, the United States soccer star after being suspended for 6 months for calling Sweden a bunch of cowards during the U.S. women's national team's loss, of course, to the 2016 Olympics. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that she, you know, she's an outspoken chick. And, of course, she was talking about equal pay. She was part of that lawsuit, the equal pay lawsuit that was filed when her and four of her teammates, they filed that against the organization in March. Because she didn't call them any vulgar names. She didn't call them any racial slurs. She called them cowards, man. I mean, you can't suspend somebody 6 months for calling somebody a coward. Come on, please.
Two things. One, she got suspended, and she actually had her contract terminated. I don't know how you can do both things simultaneously, but I'm pretty sure Hope Solo's done as a member of the U.S. women's soccer national team. The other thing is, I think this is a kind of a culmination of issues with Hope Solo. She made Zika comments and stuff like that heading into the Olympics.
I made Zika comments. I'm going to Puerto Rico. You're sending me there.
I understand that. She also has had multiple domestic violence issues. She's had a DUI while driving a women's national team bus. So
my kind of girl.
It's always something with Hope Solo, and she's not necessarily the best for publicity as a reflection of the women's national team. Even some of her teammates, the notable ones, Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, they've come out and said we don't agree with her statement. So Hope Solo, she kind of had it coming. That's the best way to sum that up.
Zach, you can't suspend somebody for calling somebody a coward. She didn't call him a maggot with an F.
Well, she like terminated her contract got terminated.
I understand
from them,
that, man, so but yeah, I think the punishment was too much. Anyway, the first 35-year-old Solo
has played. That is severe.
She's played for the U.S. national team since 2000. She's been a key piece of the team's two Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012, as well as his run for the FIFA Women's World Cup title in 2015, when she posted 5 shutouts. Hope Solo, no longer in soccer. Good luck, girl. I like you. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Still got some tacos still to eat here on the grill at the Sports Byline Studios. We'll talk sports for one more hour here live from San Francisco. We've got open phone lines. You can join us. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the left coast, the west coast, city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is the Taco Man. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
USA Radio News. with Jules McKinney.
Tropical storm Hermine is regaining strength as it slowly moves away from North Carolina's coast. Winds are nearing hurricane strength again. Bridges along and near the outer banks of North Carolina have reopened after the strong winds subsided. Tropical storm warnings are in effect as far north as Connecticut. Two deaths are being blamed so far on the storm. Well, the 5.6 magnitude earthquake that struck north central Oklahoma this morning apparently did not cause significant damage. It's partly because of the hard bedrock beneath the region. Emergency officials say the quake northwest of Pawnee led to sandstone facings of some buildings falling, but no buildings collapsed. Two California correctional officers are in critical condition after a shooting this morning in the lobby of the Fresno County Jail. The Fresno County Sheriff's Department says a man opened fire after he made his way to the front of the line, saying he wanted to see someone at that jail. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
Eight people were taken to the hospital in Memphis today after being injured on an amusement ride called the Moonraker at the city's annual Delta Fair. Now, the event's director of safety and emergency services, Matt Snyder, says the riders weren't thrown from the ride, but the ride's computer had actually sensed something was wrong and put the machine into safety mode. The ride operator panicked and prematurely hit the button, releasing the safety harnesses.
There was no visible injuries, no bleeding, no scratches. They actually all walked off the ride, walked from the site, and walked back to the ride.
Now, the ride is shut down for now, but the fair remains open. Colin Kaepernick is staying with the San Francisco 49ers. The quarterback made the team when the final 53-man roster was revealed today. Kaepernick will serve as a backup to Blaine Gabbert, who will start when the Niners open the season against the Los Angeles Rams a week from Monday. Kaepernick has been at the center of controversy due to his refusal to stand during the national anthem. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Donald Trump speaking to an African-American congregation in Detroit today at the Great Faith International Ministries.
We're all brothers and sisters, and we're all created by the same God. We must love each other and support each other, and we are in this all together, all together.
Meanwhile, Detroit's mayor questioning whether Donald Trump is using people in the Motor City as props. Mike Duggan blasted the GOP presidential nominee's visit at a morning news conference today just before Trump arrived.
It just feels to me like a Madison Avenue image makeover. It's what the whole thing, I feel like I'm watching the next season of The Apprentice.
Duggan spoke to the media as several dozen protesters gathered on the north side of the Grand River across the street from the church. Police were out for about two blocks in front of the church, diverting traffic. The department's bomb squad truck was parked nearby, and Secret Service officers shooed people off the sidewalks from the church. And a new poll shows the race for the White House between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is now a virtual tie. Here's USA's John DeMaster with the details.
Well, the latest Reuters Ipsos national poll gives Trump a slight lead with 40% of likely voters supporting the Republican nominee and 39% backing Hillary Clinton. Democrat Clinton had an 8-point lead over Trump just 2 weeks ago. Trump's gains came mostly from within his own party, as 78% of Republicans now say they will vote for the billionaire businessman.
That is the latest. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you ready?
There's a Lions fight to Richards, and the ball game is over, and the World Series is over.
Are you ready?
What the hell's going on out here?
Are you ready?
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leather, you got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him, and Cepeda and Prager at it, and Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports, Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hour number two, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars. Of course, talking about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. We've got Charles J coming up at 20 minutes past the hour. Of course, we had Charles for one segment last week, and he got cut short. Couldn't get Charles. Got to have two segments with CJ. Find the man from PlaysByJAY.com. We'll be here at 25 minutes past the hour talking sports. College football numbers. What about the numbers, man? I mean, does he think Alabama's going to repeat? Because, you know, most of the time, Charles J. knows his stuff. Sometimes he doesn't, like that 7-game with Cleveland and the Warriors. Bottom line is, he ain't a genius all the time. In fact, I won't go there. The bottom line is, Charles J. will be here. Bottom line is, Charles J. knows a whole lot more than I ever did. In other words, he's forgotten more than I ever will know. And we'll accept it. Have him on the show in a minute. We're going to have the Ohio State football coach, of course, talk about John Johnson. That didn't work out, but we'll have him next week. In fact, we'll bring Coach's Corner back next week. That's right, Coach's Corner, John Johnson, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the backfields coach back in the days of Woody Hayes. We'll have him starting the Coach's Corner next week right here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. You're tuned to Johnny Talking His All-Stars live from San Francisco.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100% beef. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grill Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We finally agreed on a paint color, so I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Ace is a place when you're the labor on Labor Day.
Don't miss Ace's big Labor Day weekend paint sale. Now through Monday, buy a gallon of our best, Valspar Optimus, get one 50% off. Buy our best value, Clark and Kensington, get one 50% off. Only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores on Valspar Optimus and Aspire, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Brand Paint. Sale gallons must be of equal or lesser value. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Cute. Unbeaten WBO 150-pound champion, the monster. Talk about Naoya Inoue, now 10-0 with 8 knockouts, defending the world title today against Thailand's. And I tried to get this guy's name, but I'll just spell it for you. PETCHBANGBORN. So Pecha Bangborn. 38-7-1. Of course, that's going to go down in Japan today, in Kanazawa, Japan. But the bottom line is, this guy is hot. There's just no doubt about it. And I think that at the end of the day, we're going to see a superstar emerge from the land of the sun in this unbeaten 150-pound champion. Of course, can he move up several weight classes? I don't think so. I think 118 is going to be the limit for him, because once you get past, you know, every 3 to 4 pounds, 112 pounds, 115 pounds, 108 pounds, it's a lot in size. When you go from like 108 to 122 pounds, that's a lot. That's what he's going to be doing. Of course, Manny Pacquiao did it, but I thought he did it with the aid of Flintstone Vitamins. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, of course, he had his first world champion today. In fact, Manny Pacquiao crowned the IBF 115-pound champion. That's right. His name is Jerwin Ancalas. He's 25-1-1 with 16 KOs. He's from Cavite City in the Philippines. And, of course, In the picture with Manny Pacquiao and the fighter who just won the title is Scott Woodworth, of course, formerly of Operation Matchbox and the crimes that took place around the Top Rank office back in the day. Now, before we get into any more boxing, let's talk a little UFC. Josh Barnett and Andre Arlovski went at it tonight. Zach Attack, what happened?
Well, Josh Barnett got a submission in the third round. I mean, you and I both thought Josh Barnett would win, and he weathered that Arlovski storm because Arlovski did land a lot of punches in the first couple rounds. But, you know, Josh Barnett, at the end of the day, he was durable enough to take it, and he got the win.
You know, Josh Barnett is one of the few guys that's been able to go over to Japan and work as a Japanese pro wrestler. He's went over there and works as a mixed martial artist. He knows the people. He's doing New Japan Wrestling now for the Mark Cuban and that new TV network he's got with J.R. Ross. So... He's really on point right now. I really think he's got it together. But let's go a little bit further than that. What else happened on the card?
Alexander Gustafsson, he kind of didn't have a great performance. I mean, he won a decision, but he got hit a lot against
You know why I'm coughing, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he choked. He had a chance to win that fight going away, and he decided to play it safe.
Yeah, he played it safe, and that's kind of... I mean, that's, I guess that's a criticism you could have of Gustafsson, is he's a bit of a point fighter. He's kind of turned into that as time's gone on.
You know, had he got that nod against John Jones, that was like a whisker either way. Had he got that nod against John Jones, the world would be a different place right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely would. And I mean, I thought he won. I also thought he beat Daniel Cormier, but, you know, a good point that people make about him is he kind of fights to the level of his opposition. And tonight he fought a guy who's not so great, and he looked like he was just a hair above the guy. So that's just how Alexander Gustafsson is.
You know, if me and Cormier were the same weight, in other words, we were the same weight, I'd be a lot taller than him because he's a fat guy. Okay, I'd be a lot taller than him. You know what? After seeing what Anderson Silva did to him with that one kick, I just can't believe that more guys haven't exploited that. In fact, Kyle Kingsbury told me that is his one weak spot. He's admitted it on the show, on our show, No Holds Barred, that that's the weak spot on Cormier is size. He's a soft guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Cormier, honestly, with his height, you would think he'd be able to compete at middleweight, you know, and he isn't even in great shape. He used to be a heavyweight. He doesn't look like he's in tremendous shape at light heavyweight. So you got to think that if he really, really wanted to, he might be able to get down to middleweight.
Middleweight's 185, welterweight's 170. Daniel Cormier, the current 205-pound champion, of course. John Jones. Now, what's the latest on the John Jones suspension? Are they suspending him, yes or no?
It looks like he will be suspended. It's difficult to say how long that's going to be, but it does look like he'll be suspended.
But it's a mandatory 2-year suspension for Flintstone Vitamins.
Yeah, it is. But it seems like that hasn't cleared up. We don't know exactly what he took. Okay. Dana White came out and said that there's a chance that, you know, he might get his name cleared, but we don't really know what to expect yet.
Okay, Dominic, I'm going to ask you this question. You're not the biggest on combat sports, but what are the chances of a male athlete testing positive for estrogen blockers?
Yeah, I would say they're slim to none, but we saw two guys almost simultaneously do it, so I guess the odds are a little bit higher than I'd want to guess.
Well, I told you that if you don't take these estrogen blockers, what happens is your T levels end up so low, you look like an 85-year-old man. Who am I talking about, Zach?
You're talking about John Bones Jones.
John Bones Jones, December 2014, of course, took that drug test, came back with the T levels, an 85-year-old man. Nobody except Zach, myself, Dominic, and the great Dave Meltzer even, like, realized it. No, why is it? Do you think that people knew what was going on, Zach, but decided to just look the other way, like, let's not say anything?
No, I don't think that's the case, because I think a lot of people dislike John Jones and they'd like to latch onto that. But the UFC was pretty successful in sweeping that under the rug.
Speaking of sweeping stuff under the rug, Dana White's trials and tribulations, of course, the fact that he had that dump phone, that drug dealer's phone, or that bookie's phone, call it what you want, but he couldn't be traced, and every time he called you, it was a private line, this kind of stuff. He's got the iPhone now. He sure does seem to be, he seems to have been putting emotional check for the last 3 or 4 months. Do you think he's taking Xanax or something?
He could be. He looks like he's gotten in better shape, so I don't know. Maybe he is taking something like that.
No, but I mean, he is a whole lot more relaxed than he was before, don't you think?
It could be that $4 billion sale. That might have relaxed him a bit.
$4.2 billion, baby. Get it right. $4,200 million.
Yes.
And of course, that's the kind of – that's Dominic's – Dominic, how many accounts do you have there? Just one account or two accounts or what?
I'm not going to disclose that per advice of my lawyer.
Okay. Listen, okay. Friday night, you got fights on Spike TV, Zach, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. in the West, of course. Danny Jacobs, the WBA middleweight title, taking on Sergio Mora. Sergio Mora won the contender championship with me in 2004 when I was with Sly Stallone and I had all these fine bras in Vegas. You guys wouldn't believe that, man. It was like one of my last great runs. I had like 3 fine bras on my arm and I actually took 2 up to the room. So we'll leave. That's another subject for another day. But the bottom line is Danny Jacobs taking on Sergio Mora. Sergio Mora is older than God, Zach.
Yeah, and somehow he's still competing. You know, the whole premise of this fight, this is a rematch, comes from the first match where Daniel Jacobs stopped Sergio Mora, but Sergio Mora knocked him down, which is not really great in terms of an indication on Daniel Jacobs' chin. I mean,
Mora can't punch.
Yeah, he only has 7 knockouts in his career, so that's not really the greatest look for Daniel Jacobs, a guy guy who claims that he can beat Golovkin. But this rematch, I think it's completely unnecessary. I think he could have fought somebody else.
You got to say this, though. Danny Jacobs did kick cancer's ass.
He did, and he deserves a lot of respect for that. And his nickname is the Miracle Man for a reason. I mean, it's difficult to come back from that, and he's come back and become a world champion. So
Zach,
all the
this sounds like Al Heyman and Premier Boxing Champions are going toe-to-toe with each other. Friday night, Spike TV, September 9th. Spike TV is 9 p.m. Friday night, September 9th, CBS Sportsnet, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock in the West. Emmanuel Robles and Steve Klager, a super lightweight bout. Is he like buying? Man, I mean, I guess you're going to be forced to watch boxing.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything else on. You're just going to have to watch boxing on these Friday nights.
And, of course, September the 10th, live, man, from the UK, baby, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time, delayed as well. Gennady Golovkin, what is he now, 35-0, 32 knockouts, taking on Kell Brook. Kell Brook looks like a very big welterweight in this contest. I mean, I saw a picture of him where he's like actually outweighs Golovkin at this point in time. But at the end of the day, Kell Brook is lunch meat. Am I right?
Yeah, and I wish that people would stop defending this fight. I mean, it's just like Golovkin could have fought better competition than that. And if we want to get on Canelo for fighting smaller fighters, Golovkin, it should be the same. I know people will say, well, Kell Brook weighs more than him, but Kell Brook isn't used to fighting middleweights like Golovkin is. It's a whole different game.
Yeah, but he was supposed to roll with somebody over there in England. I can't think of the guy's name right now. And that fight pulled out, so they had the arena all rented out and all that kind of good stuff. So at the end of the day, I mean, the money was there, and nobody wants to fight Golovkin. So go where the money's at. Kell Brook's going to get him some money over there in the UK. Bottom line is, you got to make money as a professional. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Tour. Next up, we're bringing the genius, the man himself, Charles J. from PlaysByJAY.com. We're talking numbers, college football, you name it, with Charles J. right here on Sports Byline.
And now the triangle, the side choke, and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling, 101.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
All aboard!
minutes past hour. This is hour number two of Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We'll go to the right coast of this country and bring in my man who's usually always right himself, talking about Mr. Charles J. from PlaysByJAY.com. Charlie, how are you?
How we doing there, Taco Man?
I'm doing just fine. Say hello to the crew. Say hello to Zach Attack and Dominic.
Hey, crew. What's happening, guys? All right. Not much reaction.
Here's what's up. They're both on black tar heroin tonight or something, because they were both fell asleep on that one. Let's try that one again. Charlie.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Still rich.
Oh, quite. I like it.
Charlie, Alabama. Is anybody going to beat Alabama?
Well, conceivably yes, but they're a pretty, you know, they're generally considered the favorite to win the national title again. They made that, you know, quote unquote statement in tonight's game. They did it generally with two freshman quarterbacks. And one thing people need to keep in mind is that Nick Saban has won four titles there, and three of those have come with quarterbacks in their first year as a starting quarterback. So it's really whoever he goes with the quarterback is going to be a first-year starter, unless you want to count one start by Cooper Bateman, who didn't get a lot of action. But I think you go with one of these freshman quarterbacks, you probably have more upside over the course of the long run than you do with a guy who, for the last couple of seasons, hasn't really been able to snag that job. The one guy, Barnett, who there were two freshmen, Barnett and Hurts. Barnett is the highest rated quarterback recruit Saban has ever gotten at Alabama. So it's not as if you're putting someone in there that doesn't have a lot of credentials.
You know, I got to ask you this, Charlie, before I get to Zach here. I mean, I don't know why anybody want to go to Alabama in the first place. I'm sorry, but I've been to Mobile. It's not an MMA hotspot or a boxing hotspot, no matter whether the fact there's a heavyweight champion down there or not. What I'm trying to say is, why is it Alabama attracts the – why are they able to attract this top-level college football player?
Well, Alabama tradition has a lot to do with all of this, as Alabama goes back in time with a lot of tradition. And that a lot of that was built by Bear Bryant, of course. Mm-hmm. And they've had some pretty good quarterbacks there over the years. At least a couple of them are in the Hall of Fame, right? Ken Stabler and Joe Namath. And Saban is just very good at what he does. You know, what a lot of the successful head coaches do is they build on what was there before them and the sort of tradition in the program. And in many ways, success begets more success in college football. And I'm not so sure that Saban, as a strategist, is so much better than anybody else. But they have a commitment, financial commitment to the program. He's very good at delegating authority within the program. He's a good coach, make no mistake about it. He's got a lot of respect through the years, except here in the Miami area, where he kind of ran out on the Dolphins after guaranteeing that he would not. But on the whole, and on the college level, He's about efficient in that position as anybody is.
JT Barrett looked spectacular after throwing an interception in the first series of downs. Of course, he came back and threw for six touchdowns and ran for a seventh. Is he making a statement as far as the Heisman's concern, or was it just the opposition today?
Well, obviously, a lot of it has to do with the opposition. I mean, in the beginning, a lot of these teams will play. You know, you had some showdown games today, but a lot of teams will also play
hobos
with something that's a little bit more than an exhibition, I guess. Well, they are Division I teams, and some big time programs did not play Division I, or as they say, FBS teams today. A couple of them lost. But is he making a statement? I don't know specifically. But we talk about those coaches. You talk, and when you explore Urban Meyer with Ohio State, who instantly turned a program that was, I don't know about failing, but it was in a little bit of trouble there, and brought a winner there. He's got that system that's almost a plug and play thing, and if you get the right athlete in that system, as Barrett is, he can really operate it with a lot of authority. Contrast that with us, you know, a system that's not all that much different at Auburn, where, you know, they had three different quarterbacks trying their hand at it, but none of them really had the combination of skills that are ideal that Gus Malzahn had at with Nick Marshall a few years ago. So and you know, you really need that guy who's pretty natural in that, and we're talking about basically a spread option and or read option system. But Urban Meyer, you know, you can't argue with results and quick results.
Okay, just bringing up Urban Meyer. Of course, he coached Aaron Hernandez, I think, at Florida. Aaron is on trial for another another couple of murders, and of course, he's gonna be convicted because this one they got him dead witnesses, all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line was, his attorney introduced him the other day as the attorney for Aaron Gonzalez. And you know what Aaron whispered in the guy's ear? They heard it on the microphone in the courtroom. Hey, man, what? You murdered my name. That's probably not probably not a good thing to do to piss off Aaron Hernandez.
That could have been a name he's used on occasion.
Yeah, it could have been. Zach, take it away, buddy.
Oh, Charles, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about, what do you take away from the UCLA-Texas A&M game? It was an exciting game, but where do both teams go from here, you think?
Well, UCLA goes into Pac-12 play. One of the things that you had to take a look at going into this game was the fact that UCLA was, they're in a transition in terms of offense and offensive style. I mean, last year, they were playing in more of a spread formation. Now they're trying to go with more pro style, which should serve Rosen better when we look at the long term, because obviously he's a guy who's going to probably be playing college ball for 3 years and then go into the pros. I didn't watch the game today, but obviously the interesting angle going into it was the fact that last year's UCLA offensive coordinator, Noel Mazzone, took over at Texas A&M this season. I think the Texas A&M, of course, they rely on the Oklahoma transfer quarterback, Trevor Knight, got transfer running back as well. A&M came into this game, I believe, unranked. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they're going to be dangerous because of the fact that they have a lot of receivers that they can throw out there and flood a secondary with. And they're going to be ranked now. It would not surprise me to see them give really tough schools a run for their money there in the SEC this season. And while you're talking or one of your other guys are talking, I'll check the schedule and see who's on that schedule.
Interesting. Charlie, and before I throw it to Mr. Cadwall, we've got 2.5 minutes left. I want to ask you in this next segment why Mike Shula wasn't picked to be the Dolphins coach and why isn't he being mentioned as a head coach? Anyway, bottom line is, Dominic, you got 2 minutes. Go.
All right, Stanford has produced so many Heisman runner-ups over the past few years. You know, Toby Gerhardt, Andrew Luck. Christian McCaffrey last year. Is this the year that Stanford gets the Heisman winner with Christian McCaffrey? He's already up to 166 all-purpose yards through one game. Does he have a legitimate shot? Not just a shot, a legitimate shot at winning it?
He does have a legitimate shot at winning it, but what's interesting is that I think you really have a lot of great Heisman candidates. I think you have more really good Heisman candidates this season than you might have had the last few years. And guys that really stand out when you think about, and even though they didn't have their best games today, people like Watson from Clemson, the quarterback, and Leonard Fournette. We're going to see Dalvin Cook from Florida State playing on Monday. And we will see Chad Kelly, the quarterback from Ole Miss, who engineered the only victory for any team against Alabama this season. There are other guys, obviously. I thought McCaffrey probably deserved it last year. But so do I think he has a legitimate chance to do it? I absolutely do, and I think it is the versatility that gives him that opportunity.
The great Charles Day, Cadwallader, talk about Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez for Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Taco on the other side of the glass. The great Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars till the top of the hour. Charles Day will be with us for one more long segment. So you want to join in, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Going to put Jay on the spot in this next segment. Of course, earlier we talked about Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe. What a dummy. Going to put him on the spot again. Double replay with Bob Ryan right after break, right here on Sports Byline.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away, and don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks, and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now, today's Gemstone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Gemstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call Genstone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
If I were going to have to win a game, one game, you know, the old one game thing, of all the quarterbacks who ever drew a breath, I would want Elway simply because in that game, I would want to have a guy who would be best well-rounded to win the game with either his arms or his legs. Obviously, Brady is not the guy to win the game with his legs, nor was Peyton. So right away, if you believe that, if that's part of your thinking, and it is part of mine, I would want Elway to win the game. I'm not sure I would say that I would take the career, but I would say that game I would want Elway, and not Marino, and not Peyton, and not Brady, and not Unitas, but I would want Elway.
Charles J from PlaysByJAY.com is with us. Of course, Zach Attack Young and, of course, Dominic Cadwallader's men. Dominic is one of the all-stars along with Zach Attack Young. And I got to ask, we'll go around the table first. I'm going with Montana on the quarterback thing. I always have Joe Montana. I thought like he basically did a whole lot more than John Elway, in my opinion, as far as being a quarterback's concerned, as far as the legacy is concerned. But I'll go, before we go to Charles J, let's go to Zach Attack Young. You tell me, what do you think, Zach? Who's the best?
Oh, Joe Montana. And I mean, I'm not saying that as like a Niner homer. It's just like nobody else has thrown, you know, been to multiple Super Bowls. He threw 11 touchdown passes in the Super Bowl.
Never an interception.
Yeah, exactly. Brady is as great as Brady is. A lot of his Super Bowls have been so close and controversial. Only one of Joe Montana's Super Bowls was even like competitive. The rest of them were blowouts. So it's just kind of like, I don't know how you don't go with him. And Brady, I mean, it took him 6 Super Bowls to match that touchdown total. And he's thrown, I think, 4 interceptions in Super Bowls. So it's just not quite the same.
Dominic?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Montana, too.
Man, you guys are boring.
There's a reason his name is Joe Cool. I mean, I forgot which Super Bowl it was, but the Niners needed to go 92 yards, and they're in the huddle. Montana goes to the tackle, Harris Barton, and goes, hey, isn't that John Candy in the stands? That's the kind of guy I want as the quarterback if I need a final drive, a guy that's calm, cool, collected, and is going to execute.
Good point. Charlie, what do you think?
Yeah, I might have to concur with that. I think the 0 interceptions in the Super Bowl is a pretty powerful stat to go with. Of course, we're going to assume that if Montana's in the game, he's operating a West Coast offense. And we hear so much and read so much about teams going to West Coast offenses, and there are a lot of them in pro football. But, you know, and a lot of them are not executed very well. But these guys kind of made that a thing of beauty, and that was really a function of Montana's ability to really know it and to thrive in it, you know, without that cannon of an arm. Yeah. So let's give big points to Joe Montana here.
Question. George Seifert, of course, took over for Bill Walsh. George Seifert went to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. Is George Seifert a great coach in your mind, Charles?
No idea. I mean, as a great head coach.
Did he just inherit a good thing?
Well, again, I think those guys are always in a situation where they're going to be judged that way. And the way guys move through the coaching ranks these days is to be assistants. And assistants with successful teams often get promoted to either to another team or within their own organization. And so and with Seifert, it's almost kind of unfair to do all that. Of course, he went to Carolina after that and didn't have much success at all. So mm-hmm. That's kind of what he did on his own building within an organization. So I think that he won't get a lot of credit, and whether he deserves it or not, for just keeping something together, kind of like what, not
exactly like Switzer did, but I mean, Switzer inherited a lot of talent in Dallas, and he won a Super Bowl. Was he a Super Bowl coach? No.
Okay. Mike Shula. Why wasn't his name being tossed around for that Miami job when the coaching job was available? And why hasn't he grabbed the head coaching job when he's so highly heralded?
Well, I think we may have discussed this months ago, and I can't remember the answer I gave you, but I do know this. His name was discussed here anyway, okay, in Miami, and I think either it might be either or both here that he didn't really want that job, they could not talk to him because of the fact that you can't really make a deal with a coach while he's still in action, so to speak. And of course, Carolina went to the Super Bowl, and a lot of coaching vacancies are filled by then. So it kind of disadvantages the coach to the candidate to a certain extent with that. And it's ironic you ask about Mike Shula because we just discussed Nick Saban, and Nick Saban left the Dolphins to go to Alabama to succeed Mike Shula, who did not have a whole lot of success at a program with a lot of tradition and a lot of ability to recruit players. He was only 26 and 23 there. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's done in a head coaching job.
You know, Charles, you talk about head coaching and Shula there with the Dolphins. On Hard Knocks, we saw some things that, you know, there's some questionable things. Ryan Tannehill didn't seem to be like he was going to be up to the task of playing quarterback at the NFL level. They lose Lamar Miller. They do bring in a guy, Arian Foster. They bring in Rishard Matthews. What is it looking like the Dolphins are going to be able to do this season? Are they going to be able to take that next step, kind of take advantage of the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to start for four games for the Patriots? Are the Dolphins ready to make a move into that playoff picture in the AFC East?
I think they're ready to make a move into being a contender for a playoff spot with a month to go in the season. In other words, I don't think they'll be out of it. And I think the defense would be the thing that got them there. I think they have obviously and potentially one of the better defensive fronts in the NFL. I do have my questions about Tannehill as a championship-level NFL, playoff-level even NFL quarterback. I mean, the guy, you know, as you know and you've seen through the years, there are guys who put up numbers. They're pretty good at putting up numbers. But what can they do in terms of really stretching the field and really keeping defenses off balance? The reason they really drafted Tannehill in the first place, if you recall, was that Mike Sherman, who had been Joe Philbin's head coach in Green Bay, came in as an assistant and the offensive coordinator and was Tannehill's head coach at Texas A&M, where he converted him from a wide receiver back to the quarterback spot. And so Tannehill's only had – I think he only had a year or two in college football as a quarterback. He's an athlete, and obviously. And what worries me a little bit is the fact that he's been sacked so many times. I mean, in the last 3 years, upwards of about 140 times, he's been sacked. And that means it's not so much about his escapability or his offensive line. I think it's a matter of him not being able to make the decisions at the right time. There was a point last season where he was permitted something that he wasn't allowed before, which was to check off at the line of scrimmage. And that game just did not go very well. And they essentially took that away from him after that. That tells you something as well. He's not an improviser either. I don't know if he can think on his feet all that well as a quarterback. And so if I'm Adam Gase and I'm in here and I'm a quarterback, you know, quote unquote, you know, one of the latest quarterback gurus, and this is not my guy, I'm thinking about this as a season where either this guy's going to emerge and he's really going to reach another level, or we have to start looking in another direction for a quarterback. Hello?
Bottom line is, I thought Zach was jumping in right there. We were going to take that caller. The caller jumped off the line. All right, back to Cam Newton. I got to ask you, Cam Newton pulled off the choke outside of Jordan Spieth, the biggest choke, I think, of 2000. 16 when he didn't jump on that ball in the Super Bowl. Is that going to emotionally hurt him and the Carolina Panthers this year, Charles?
I think it's going to have some carryover. I do. whether it's going to, you know, destroy their season or not, I don't think so. But I think when you go through a situation like that, obviously immediately afterward, he wasn't able to handle it too well. And, you know, either you're going to really learn from that or you're not going to learn from that. I mean, you should have already learned from that from the past. And that's what's a little bit worrisome about that.
Okay. There's no reason for an NFL quarterback not to be scary with CT and all that kind of crazy stuff going around. Is he a little over-concerned?
Not to be a what?
He doesn't want to get hurt. I mean, is he a little bit over-concerned with the safety and not getting hurt?
I don't know. I can't get in his head there, but I mean, I think he's been through some pretty bad injuries and played through them, and I think he was in a pretty bad car accident and was in action about a week or so after that. So, yeah, he's played hurt. And you can't question that about Newton. And that, by the way, is one of the things, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Newton did not exactly have 100% respect out of all his teammates as a leader. But when he went through a lot of those injuries that he went through and kept on going and put his body at risk, that's when he gained their respect. And that might have been a turning point for the Panthers in terms of getting to a Super Bowl.
What's happening with Chip Kelly's offense?
Does Chip Kelly have an offense?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. I mean, does he have the personnel to put his offense to work?
Not this year. Blaine Gabbert is not an answer. And a guy I thought that they might give a shot to this season was Jeff Driscoll, and they just put him on waivers. And he may
Why did you not mention Colin Kaepernick? He's the number two quarterback here. Is he done?
Well, Kaepernick should. You know, Kaepernick seemed to be the perfect guy for the system. You know, if you want to run a system like we all saw Chip Kelly run at Oregon, right? We had, you know, the thing was spread out, and the quarterback could really run with the ball, and who would be better in that situation than Kaepernick, a guy that set an NFL record in a playoff game with 181 yards rushing by a quarterback. So you know, you turn a guy loose in that system, but it just seems like the personalities didn't mesh. Even before Kelly got there, it was seeming like there was a little bit of a personality struggle there, but he did sign that big contract with the guaranteed money. And I would think, you know, if you were looking at Chip Kelly and you wanted to run that system, the guy would have been Kaepernick, but for some reason, he hasn't done it.
Is Kaepernick going to be able to keep his job this year? I mean, well, if they had another quarterback, do you think they'd move another quarterback in there? Because, you know, he's caused a lot of controversy out here, although I think he's 200% right. But
well, they do have another quarterback. They signed Christian Ponder, you know, so, I mean, they could conceivably go with three quarterbacks on that roster. And if they really wanted to cut him, they'd cut him. I don't think they want to leave all that guaranteed money hanging out there. And so I think that he'll probably play some this season. I think most of what's been going on is going to be forgotten by next season. And it will come down to what it usually comes down to. Can a guy help you win? And remember, Kaepernick's come in relief before. You know, when I say relief, I mean, you know, midway through a season when another quarterback wasn't doing well. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Kelly would hesitate to pull the trigger on that if he felt that that was what was necessary here. But I don't think it's going to be a matter of the Niners being in a playoff chase at all.
Okay. Check out the website, folks, playsbyjay.com. You'll find out why he is the genius, the man with the numbers. I'll go on Mr. Charles Day. Charlie, have a great week.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys.
I'll be back with the All-Stars right after the break. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live from the city by the bay, the West Coast, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline.
Such a simple and decisive tone. Her sweet admission left me feeling in position.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry. I am not like you guys.
Anymore. I don't think it's irreversible anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. Somebody hooted and they
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby?
58 minutes past the hour, the World Boxing Organization, the 29th annual convention, goes down at the Caribbean Hilton Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico. For the latest information on that, go to WBOboxing.com. Dominic Jimenez, tell me something I don't know, baby.
2-time Pro Bowl long snapper John Dornbos of the Philadelphia Eagles has advanced to the finals as a magician on America's Got Talent.
Right on.
Yeah, and this his last trick involved disappearing footballs. It was pretty impressive. You got to check it out.
You know, when guys have hobbies are cool. You know what I mean? These guys they have these great hobbies. Some guys have excellent hobbies. That's a great hobby. Zach, tell me something.
You may not know that Yasiel Puig has been called back up to the majors just a couple weeks after he was sent down. He made the Dodgers cut for this roster.
You know, Zach, usually you and I wait until the final segment of the show to gaff, but we both gaffed earlier in the night, both you and I. So Dominic had a perfect show. Scott Cuddy had a perfect show. You and I, not so perfect, but I still love you.
Love you too.
Dominic, you take care, brother.
Thank you, sir. I'll make sure there's no more cable connections for Zach.
Oh, God. Back to dial-up. Back to dial-up, Zach.
Oh, man.
Oh, miss a cold shot.
Fiero.
That is. I am the Taco Man. Those are my all-stars, folks. Dominic Jimenez, of course, and Zach Attack Young. Don't forget, Zach Attack comes back on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Zach Attack Young and myself hold No Holds Barred along with Dr. Mike Leno. No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, Sundays here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next time, thank you.